Chapter 15. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, When you have come into the land which I am giving to you for your resting place, and are going to make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or an offering in connection with an oath, or an offering freely given, or at your regular feasts, an offering for a sweet smell to the Lord, from the herd or the flock, then let him who is making his offering, give to the Lord a meal offering of a tenth part of a measure of the best meal mixed with a fourth part of a hin of oil, and for the drink offering, you are to give with the burnt offering or other offering, the fourth part of a hin of wine for every lamb or for a male sheep, give as a meal offering 2/10 parts of a measure of the best meal mixed with a third part of a hin of oil, and for the drink offering give a third part of a hin of wine, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And when you make ready a young ox for a burnt or other offering, or for the effecting of an oath, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then with the ox give a meal offering of 3/10 parts of a measure of the best meal mixed with half a hin of oil. And for the drink offering, give half a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire for a sweet smell to the Lord. This is to be done for every young ox and for every male sheep or he lamb or young goat. Whatever number you make ready, so you are to do for every one. All those who are Israelites by birth are to do these things in this way, when giving an offering made by fire of a sweet smell to the Lord. And if a man from another country or any other person living among you, through all your generations, has the desire to give an offering made by fire of a sweet smell to the Lord, let him do as you do. There is to be one law for you and for the man of another country living with you, one law forever from generation to generation. As you are, so is he to be before the Lord. The law and the rule are to be the same for you and for those from other lands living with you. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, When you come into the land where I am guiding you, then, when you take for your food the produce of the land, you are to give an offering lifted up before the Lord. Of the first of your rough meal you are to give a cake for a lifted offering, lifting it up before the Lord as the offering of the grain floor is lifted up. From generation to generation you are to give to the Lord a lifted offering from the first of your rough meal. And if in error you go against any of these laws which the Lord has given to Moses, all the laws which the Lord has given you by the hand of Moses, from the day when the Lord gave them, and ever after from generation to generation, then, if the wrong is done in error, without the knowledge of the meeting of the people, let all the meeting give a young ox as a burnt offering, a sweet smell to the Lord, with its meal offering and its drink offering, as is ordered in the law, together with a he-goat for a sin offering. So the priest will make the people free from sin, and they will have forgiveness, for it was an error, and they have given their offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord, on account of their error, and all the meeting of the children of Israel, as well as those from other lands living among them, will have forgiveness, for it was an error on the part of the people. And if one person does wrong, without being conscious of it, then let him give a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering, and the priest will take away the sin of the person who has done wrong, if the wrong was done unconsciously, and he will have forgiveness. The law in connection with wrong done unconsciously is to be the same for him who is an Israelite by birth and for the man from another country who is living among them. But the person who does wrong in the pride of his heart, if he is one of you or of another nation by birth, is acting without respect for the Lord, and will be cut off from his people, because he had no respect for the word of the Lord, and did not keep his law, that man will be cut off without mercy and his sin will be on him. Now while the children of Israel were in the waste land, they saw a man who was getting sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who saw him getting sticks took him before Moses and Aaron and all the people. And they had him shut up, because they had no directions about what was to be done with him. Then the Lord said to Moses, Certainly the man is to be put to death, let him be stoned by all the people outside the tent circle. So all the people took him outside the tent circle and he was stoned to death there, as the Lord gave orders to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel that through all their generations they are to put on the edges of their robes an ornament of twisted threads, and in every ornament a blue cord, so that, looking on these ornaments, you may keep in mind the orders of the Lord and do them, and not be guided by the desires of your hearts and eyes, through which you have been untrue to me, and that you may keep in mind all my orders and do them and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt, so that I might be your God. I am the Lord your God.